Well, the news today in Texas just gets worse and worse. The death toll is over 110 from flooding in Kerr County. 161 are missing. So you're really looking at potentially 270 people lost.
That was the stunning thing today, was the jump in the missing number. We hadn't heard any kind of number that was that high. You know, locally to the Kerr County folks,
right,
it was somewhere in the 20s. And we knew the flooding was broader than that, but 160 is an eye-popping number.
It is a staggering number. And today, some officials tried to answer some questions, sort of. They were asked questions. And I do like what the governor of Texas, and he's a controversial character, Greg Abbott. Every politician is controversial. But I thought, and this was just in the last hour and a half, he said a pretty wise thing. Because we are at the point of this where people are looking for who to blame. And I sort of hate that framing. Because, well, the governor said this better than I could. He says, know this. Your words, who's to blame, that's the word choice of losers. And he used a football analogy. He said, look, every football team makes mistakes. The losing teams are the ones that try to point out who's to blame. The championship teams are the ones that say, don't worry, ma'am, we've got this. I do think the correct framing is to say, what went wrong, and how do we make sure it doesn't happen again? Because lots went wrong here. And one of the things we learned today is that Texas is going to address the lack of emergency alert systems to warn people of flooding. The legislature there is going to meet in special session in 2 weeks. We deal with this in Minnesota in terms of tornado sirens. And there are parts of Texas, like this part, that I think a lot of us have learned a lot about over the last couple of days, that are prone to this sort of flash flooding. And what makes, you know, the governor says, look, as the state, we knew days in advance, I think it was Wednesday, that forecasters down there were saying, this one looks like a potential for a big one. And the governor says, look, we're ready with resources to respond quickly, but nobody knew it was going to be a 30-foot high tsunami wall of water, which is also fair, I think. What grinds my gears, what gets me going, is when you see this dance from elected officials that refuses to just answer simple questions. And when somebody doesn't give an answer, and granted, like today is Tuesday. This happened Friday into Saturday morning. You're not going to have an exact tick-tock minute by minute as to what exactly happened. But some of this stuff is pretty simple. Was the emergency alert officer awake in the overnight hours? Listen to some of the back and forth that went on with the sheriff of Kerr County, Larry Letha, today.
But prior to that, in that 3 to 4 area, my understanding is, and we're in the process of trying to put a timeline. You know, that's going to take a little bit of time. As I've told you several times, that is not my priority this time. There's 3 priorities. That's locating the people out there, identifying and notifying the next of kin. That is what I'm taking as my job as sheriff here to do. Okay.
With all due respect, sir, I think that the community here is asking these questions. What happened? When did it happen? Was the emergency manager awake at the time? Did they push the button to issue an emergency alert?
Sir, it's not that easy. You just push a button, okay? There's a lot more to that. And we've told you several times.
So did it happen, sir?
I can't tell you at this time. Okay.
You can't tell me if the emergency manager of the county actually issued an emergency alert.
Okay. Sheriff, who is
just give me a second.
Emergency Operations Center.
Who brought him to answer the question?
The emergency operations center.
I'll come back to you. I'm going nowhere.
You got to have a better answer for that. And it's not for me. It's not for Minnesota. It's for the neighbors in that community. it's pretty simple. Like, I think over the last couple of days, a lot of us have been wondering, did they not get, like, the cell phone notification? I saw an interview yesterday with a counselor at one of the camps along the Guadalupe River, the campgrounds, and she said part of being a counselor is you turn in your phone because you're working. And so you don't all, everybody doesn't have their phones with them. So, okay. You're like, well, maybe people didn't get notified because they didn't have their phone. Well, you know what? Maybe people didn't get notified because the freaking officer who was in charge of this stuff wasn't on the job. Yeah. No one woke that person up. I don't know. Answer the question. Who's in charge during an emergency? In Minnesota, you have, you know, I think we had fair questions and still have fair questions about the coordination of the search for the political assassin, where you're like, was there enough? Like, was somebody driving the bus here? Why didn't the people in North Minneapolis know that, like, he might be in your area?
Yeah.
So these are reasonable questions. This is not reporters being gotcha game. These are reasonable questions that there should be an answer, a pretty easy answer.
Or at least an ongoing process to get those answers that is clearly defined. The part that gets me is when you get the sheriff saying, you know, my priorities right now are the, you know, search and rescue and recovery and all that. I get that, sir. That is a huge priority. That's obviously priority number one, no question. We can walk and chew gum at the same time, though. And these are going to be questions that are forthcoming. And what really gets me is that when you don't start answering questions like this right away, that starts to make it look like there's something to be covered up. Somebody screwed up. Somebody wasn't where they were supposed to be. Somebody wasn't doing the job they were supposed to do. And we were trying to get our story straight before we come out and actually admit that. And that, you know, we had this discussion earlier today. That, to me, I started pinging back to the school shooting in Uvalde. All of the tap dancing that those guys did after that shooting about who knew what, when, and where, which was just ridiculous on its face. And it comes to light that they screwed that whole thing up royally. And that's why they didn't have the answers right away. Now, I'm not saying that's what's going on in Kirk County right now.
Right.
But, man, did my spidey senses start to tingle today when I started hearing some of these answers. Like, I don't know. This is concerning.
I mean, there are lots of reasonable explanations why people didn't evacuate. We know they thought about a flood warning system along this river, but they decided it was too expensive. Well, we could put tornado sirens everywhere, but that also there's a cost. I get that. They didn't have early flooding monitors in that area. Could that have helped? Maybe, maybe not. The text alerts, I think that's sort of the question. I know it's not as easy as pushing a button, but it's pretty close to as easy as pushing a button.
Yeah, there's not like a committee that has to vote on it or anything.
And then there's the individual responsibility where some people who got those notifications and saw it maybe dismissed it. So all of that is part of this conversation. I do get it's early, but to me, it's not too early to be a little more forthcoming.
You hit on it earlier, I think, when you said that, you know, if your approach is let's figure out what mistakes were made and how we can do it better, instead of, well, I've got to explain to you why this person really shouldn't be blamed or we shouldn't point fingers at this person. When it's protecting the institution instead of protecting the people the institution's supposed to serve, we've screwed something up. The priorities are off.
It's 5:49. Twins baseball coming your way. It is Twins Ticket Tuesday. So caller number three, as you're getting ready for Twins baseball here on CCO pregame, you know, when you hear the sound, not now. We've locked the phones. You can't call me now. Don't even try it. But when you hear it, caller three is going to win tickets to Sunday's game against the Pirates. Cubs and Twins here today. We'll give you the temp of the team in just a minute.